Hello children, in today's audio clip we are going to study about algorithms and flowcharts. It is the chapter 4 of your textbook. Now before starting the lesson, let me discuss about how to prepare a sandwich. I am sure children, most of you must be knowing how to make the sandwich. Now for this we take 2 slices of bread on a plate. You can apply any cheese spread or whatever spread, whatever you want on the first slide. Apply mint sauce or tomato sauce on one side of the second slice. Then after that, whatever toppings according to the choice, for example cabbage leaves or cucumber or tomato pieces, we can apply over the cheese slice. Sprinkle some seasoning and put the second slice over it. And now we are done with a delicious sandwich. So as you can see children, what we have done, we have analyzed the activity what to be done, and then we have expressed the in details the steps how to solve it. This is what is algorithm. An algorithm involves writing steps to solve a problem. So an algorithm is rules or procedures for solving a problem and are used in all aspects of daily life activities. Two important aspects of algorithms are that the problem should be expressed in detail and without ambiguity. To solve any problem, it is important to follow the stepwise strategy. Now here I would like to tell you what is a pseudocode. A pseudocode is a false code, a language similar to English but resembles computer programming code also. For example, sum equal to A plus B or read A, etc. Now the uses of algorithm are, algorithm play a key role in developing computer programs. It can be effectively used to perform mathematical calculations to get the desired results. Characteristics of a good algorithm includes input, output, definiteness, effectiveness and termination. To develop an algorithm, a user goes through a number of steps. First, analysis. We analyze, understand what the problem is to be solved. Then begin. We always start the algorithm with a start, S-T-A-R-T. Then comes input, where we enter the variables which are required in the problem. Then is processing, where you rewrite the formula for calculation. And then last step is the output, where we show the output variables whichever is required. Now certain rules for writing an algorithm has to be followed. Always begin with the first step with start. Always write each step in a separate line and number the steps. Use the word input or read whenever you want to input. Use the word print or write when you want an output. Always end with a stop and do not make the algorithm too long. Now, one example I can give you here children, write an algorithm to calculate the simple interest by giving the values of principal, rate and time. If this is the question, then how we are going to do? So we can write step 1 start, step 2 input P, R and T for principal, rate and time. Step 3, find the simple interest as SI equal to P into R into T divided by 100. Step 4, print SI. Step 6, stop. So you can see we have listed the steps in details how to solve the problem. Now we come to the second part of the chapter, which is flowchart. Now, flowchart is a diagrammatic representation of steps taken to perform a task. It is a representation of an algorithm in which different steps are shown as symbols of different shapes which are connected by arrows. The arrows are responsible for the direction of flow of program or the control flow. So, for a flowchart, there are several symbols which are required. Many symbols are used. There are certain meanings for these symbols and different uses for these symbols. So let us discuss the different symbols. First, the shapes we are going to discuss. Oval or rounded shape. The name of the symbol is start or stop box. It is also called a terminal box and it is used to start or end the flowchart. Then we have a rectangle box, which is used as the process box to show the process of actions. Then is the parallelogram, which is the input-output box to show whether you want to input or output. Then we have a diamond-shaped box, which is called a decision box, when we need to select between two options, like yes or no. And then there are the arrows, which are called flow lines, which is used to connect the different shapes in the flow chart, and it also indicates the direction of the flow chart. Now, the uses of flow chart is there. It is used to understand the stepwise working of a problem. It is used in many industries such as engineering, computer programming, entertainment, education, physical sciences, for many purposes. Certain rules are given for designing a flowchart, which has to be followed. For example, flowchart has only one start and one stop box. The direction of flow of flowchart should be from top to bottom or from left to right. The flow of control should follow only one path. So, as an example, if I tell you to draw a flowchart to find the average of three numbers, for that, children, we start with the start box, the oval shaped box. Then we have the parallelogram shaped input box where we can enter input ABC. Then you have the square, the rectangle box in which we can calculate sum equal to A plus B plus C. Another rectangle box is the process box where we can write average equal to sum by 3. After that, we can write a parallelogram box, print average, and then we end it with a oval shaped box by writing stop. All these symbols will be connected with the arrows, downward arrow. Thank you, children. Now, children, the next topic of the chapter is decision making. Till now, we were dealing with a sequential flow of control where we have seen that each statement is executed after the previous statement. But sometimes, while solving a problem, a computer can proceed further only if certain conditions are met. That means, first we check for the condition. If the condition is true, do a set of statements. If a condition is false, do another set of statements. So, a computer uses if-else statement for decision making. When the condition after if is true, the computer evaluates the instructions after else, then part, and if the condition after if is false, the computer evaluates the instruction after the else part. This is known as conditional problem solving. In algorithms, we use if-then-else statement, whereas in flowcharts, is-yes-no is used in a decision box. For example, if you want to find out the greater of two numbers A and B, for this, one algorithm we can write: step 1 start, step 2 input A comma B, step 3 if A is more than B, then print A is greater, else print B is greater, step 4 stop. Similarly, the same thing we can draw a flowchart. For example, start box, we start in an oval box, then in a parallelogram input A comma B, in a diamond shaped box, which is a decision box, is A more than B? Two flow lines can exit from a decision box, yes and no. If it is yes, we are printing A is greater in a parallelogram. If it is no, we are printing B is greater in the output box. Now, both these outputs should be connected only to one stop box. So, the arrows should show that it is connected to one stop box. So, as we see that a flowchart can have only one start and one stop box. So, in this way, we can depict this question where we have to find out the greater of two numbers through decision making. Thank you, children.